Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and there's been a lot of action in my apartment complex the last couple nights, and I can't quite put my finger on what the fuck is going on. I live in a complex with like 50 buildings. There's like 400 units here, and every building has 8 apartments in it. 2 floors? 4 people upstairs, 4 people downstairs. My ass is upstairs, so I get this fucking cathedral ceiling up here, and it's fucking sweet. It's a fucking 2-bedroom. My rent rises every fucking year, and I can't fucking stand it, but I like this place. It's the best place I've had, really. There's still some nostalgic feelings for the very first apartment that I had. It was above Cousin D's place. It wasn't as good as the place I'm in now. I don't think it had as much space. There were fucking problems with it because it was an old South Buffalo home. But there's something about the first place that it's just like, I almost wish I was back there sometimes. Wasn't this fucking place. This fucking place is good. As long as I don't fucking price my ass out of here, I'm gonna fucking stay here for a while. Where the fuck am I going? I'm not in any relationship. I'm not like looking for a house with anybody or anything like that. I don't talk to my neighbors for the simple fact that I don't give a fuck about my neighbors. I've been in my current place for almost 4.5 years, and I think I'm like, there's like 2 people that have lived in this building that have been here longer than me. They don't fuck around here. Somebody's fucking moving out. They got another asshole in there like a month or two. And like, I know the neighbors just based on whatever fucking names I give the neighbors. Like, there's the old guy that lives downstairs, smokes cigars. There's the people who speak Spanish. There's this new dude who wears shorts that are just below his balls. A new annoying couple that just moved in downstairs. You got the old lady who lives next door. You got the younger couple that lives across the hall. And then there's this fucking douchebag. There's this other fucking douchebag. I don't like this guy. I don't like the looks of him. He is like a corner from me. You know what I mean? Not right across the hall. Not right next to me. He's that corner motherfucker. And I don't know what this motherfucker's deal is. He's been here at least 2 fucking years. Sometimes he's just like gone for fucking weeks at a time. And I only know that he's gone because every now and then they put these fucking notices in our fucking door. And like the notice is just like stuck there. But if you open the door, the notice is gonna fall down because it's like wedged between the doorknob and the door frame. So the fucking notice will just sit there. Like, I don't know where this motherfucker goes. Every now and then he's got like women with him. I don't know if they're his daughters. I don't know if he's fucking them. There was like a stretch of time during COVID where like these kids were living with him. I thought they might be his kids, but I've never fucking seen him again. I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. It is a fucking bizarre scenario. On more than one occasion, I would go check the mail or something or come back, you know, late at night, and his fucking keys would be in his door. Like, he fucking stumbles in, unlocks his goddamn door, and just shuts the fucking door with his keys inside like he's some fucking college student. I haven't seen that shit since fucking college. I am so goddamn obsessive about, like, where my shit is. Like, okay, is my door locked? Is the refrigerator running? Did I hang my keys up? Like, before I go to bed, like, I gotta check. Door locked? Fridge. Or the reason I check the fridge, is the refrigerator running? Doesn't make any fucking sense. My Cat Simon's insulin's in the fucking fridge, and I don't want to fucking leave it out. That shit's expensive, and he fucking needs it to live. So, like, I always check the fridge, like, okay, fridge, insulin, door locked. Insulin, door locked. Keys hanging up? Where's my wallet? Wallet in the drawer? I can check right now. Hold on. Motherfucker's not in the drawer. Where did I put my wallet? I just set it over here on the table. I gotta put it in the fucking drawer now. That's a live look. I always gotta have my shit in order. So I don't know how this motherfucker could not know like where his keys are. He's just walking there like pass out in the middle of the fucking floor. He's been doing something else the last couple days that is just fucking baffled me. I'm fucking flabbergasted by this. I was about to go to the store last night at about 10:45 at night. And I open the door and there's like music blaring in the hall. This is a weird complex. Like, if you're in the fucking hallway, because the entrance to all the rooms are inside the building. So if you're in the fucking hall, you can hear fucking everything. It's like super loud out there. If I'm in my apartment, I can't hear shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on out there. Sometimes I can hear the people below me if their fucking dog's barking or some shit. But like, for the most part, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm in my own little fucking world in here. But I open up that goddamn door and there's like music blasting. Like shitty 80s, like Cure ripoff dog shit music. And it was fucking loud. And this motherfucker's never made a fucking peep before. And all of a sudden he's fucking blaring music at 10:45 at night. Like, he's watching The Lost Boys or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Like, what is fucking happening here? And I'm just dicking around a little while ago. And I start hearing the beat. Like techno shit. I'm like, what the fuck? It reminded me of college being in the fucking dorms. But that's all I felt was the beat. Like, he had the fucking bass turned way fucking up or some shit. And I'm like, is that motherfucker? Is he having another fucking rave across the hall? What is this motherfucker up to? And I opened the door and it was like fucking EDM music blasting. What is this guy's fucking deal? How do you go in fucking 2 years in a place from never making a sound to just fucking vanishing for weeks at a time to hosting fucking dance parties in your fucking place? It's an older dude too. My ass is gonna be 40 at the end of the month. This motherfucker is at least 10 years older than me. Or, I mean, if he's in his 40s, he looks like shit. But I'm assuming 50s. I gotta say 50s here. Like, did somebody piss him off? Does he hate the people that live below him? Those motherfuckers just moved in. I don't know how loud they could possibly fucking be. My mind automatically goes to, this is fucking retaliation. You don't just fucking decide out of the fucking blue, like, you know what? God damn it. Let's start doing blow off the toilet seat and fucking pumping techno up in here. That just doesn't fucking happen. Like, all the asshole that I've known over the years who played music too fucking loud, they've always played music too loud. They don't just fucking wake up at 55 and decide, like, I'm fucking blaring this music now. They don't come to a decision that way. Like, the fucking couple across the hall pissing them off? Like, are they loud? And I just can't hear it in here? I want to know the fucking gossip. Now I kind of wish I talked to my fucking neighbors. I wish I could talk to the couple across the hall. I mean, I guess I can, but they've lived here a couple years too. I can't just be like, hey, occasionally we say hello. I never talk to you because I don't give a shit. But, you hear this fucking techno beats this motherfucker's got going on in there? What's that deal? Can you hear that shit in your fucking apartment? I want to know. I want to get the fucking lowdown. If you got any theories on this piece of shit, let me know. I'm all ears. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as a new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Wherever you want to get it, really. The host of the cast is Podbean. Every fucking episode is there, website or app. On my Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe5Minutes, and right my Facebook timeline.